Negligence in medical care in the healthcare sector is said to be quite common, which can lead to post-operative complications, not to mention long-term harm. A common occurrence is the finding of a swab left inside a patient's abdomen, for example. So how can people who've been affected go about getting some sort of legal resolution from these type of situations? I'm joined on the line by Jean-Paul Rudd. He's a partner and person of the personal injury medical negligence attorney at Adams and Adams. Thank you so much for joining us, Jean-Paul. Now, how rampant are cases of medical negligence in this country, and what prospects does the average person have of winning such cases?
Good evening, Nompu. Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure.
And good evening to your listeners. Yes, unfortunately, medical negligence is on the rise in South Africa and world over. Unfortunately, it's not just in South Africa. It's rampant right over the world. And there are various cases daily in our courts. Medical negligence cases ranging from, you know, injuries at birth, to complications following surgery, to foreign objects being left in patients. So it's really a vast range of cases and, you know, claimants as well, old, young. So there really is a rampant amount of these cases.
So if you are in that situation, you know, where you've been medically neglected, how does one go about fighting a case? And presumably it needs a lot of money.
Yes, unfortunately, these cases are very costly. But there are ways around that. But just to get to how to start the case off, obviously the records, the medical records are absolutely critical in these matters. So,
yes.
So your hospital records, your doctor's clinical notes, x-ray scans, those are essential documents because they are part of the evidence that you will present in court eventually down the line. You'll discover these documents and then you will involve an expert witness to testify on your behalf regarding the negligence of a doctor or hospital or whatever the case may be.
So the reality is, Jean-Paul, that basically if you happen to not have that much money and, you know, you do become a victim of medical negligence, you're just going to have to live with it.
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
There are contingency fee agreements that clients can sign with attorneys. Now, what that basically means is that a client doesn't have money and can't afford a litigation. Now, litigation is extremely expensive.
Yes.
You know, a medical negligence matter can run into hundreds of thousands of rands. So what they do and what government did many years ago was bring in a Contingency Fee Act, which is basically an agreement that the client signs with the attorney, and the attorney basically finances the matter on the client's behalf. But as a result of, you know, the financing and taking on the risk of the matter, attorney is entitled to a higher fee should the matter be successful. Should the matter not be successful, the client won't be charged in the matter. So that's a way of getting around, you know, the funding of litigation, which government appreciated many years ago, is just unaffordable for your average claimant.
Yeah. Jean-Paul, we actually need to have an extended conversation on this matter, but we've run out of time. Thank you so much for your time. That was Jean-Paul Rudd. He's a partner and personal injury medical negligence attorney at Adams and Adams.